Imagine waking up to discover that a fundamental right had vanished overnight, not through a landmark Supreme Court decision announced with fanfare, but through an unsigned one-paragraph order released minutes before midnight. This isn't hypothetical. On September 1, 2021, at 11:58 p.m., five Supreme Court justices effectively ended abortion access in Texas through what legal experts call the shadow docket, a system of unsigned orders with minimal explanation that nonetheless produce massive real-world consequences. While most Americans picture the court issuing carefully reasoned opinions after oral arguments, this represents less than 1% of its actual work. The rest happens in the shadows, with profound implications for democracy, transparency, and the rule of law. The Supreme Court's most consequential work increasingly happens outside public view. During the 2020 term, the justices issued just 56 signed decisions while handling over 5,300 petitions and 66 emergency applications. Nearly 99% of the court's decisions occur on this shadow docket, a term that has evolved from academic jargon to the center of congressional hearings and judicial debates. What's troubling isn't procedural orders themselves, but how they're now used. When federal courts blocked Alabama's congressional maps for diluting black voting power, the Supreme Court intervened through an unsigned order allowing the maps anyway. Courts in Georgia and Louisiana immediately cited this shadow ruling to reshape voting districts that could affect control of Congress. Similarly, the court blocked OSHA's COVID vaccination mandate through a shadow order affecting 83 million Americans. These unsigned, unexplained decisions now routinely determine whether policies will be enforced, all without the transparency expected from our highest court. The court's shadow docket emerged from a century of agenda control changes. Before the Judiciary Act of 1925, championed by Chief Justice Taft, the Supreme Court heard nearly every case that reached it. After gaining discretion over its caseload, signed opinions plummeted from over 150 per term to fewer than 90, and by the late 1990s reached the lowest level since the Civil War. Today, the court issues only 53 to 58 signed decisions annually, less than 1% of appeals received. This shrinking docket creates significant problems. With fewer clearly established legal principles, plaintiffs struggle against qualified immunity. Lower court conflicts remain unresolved for years, and errors go uncorrected. Most critically, the court's most consequential work has shifted to the shadows through inscrutable orders that even legal experts struggle to interpret. The court's procedural decisions often create substantive outcomes without formal rulings. While many believe same-sex marriage became legal nationwide with Obergefell v. Hodges in 2015, the reality is more complex. By that time, marriage equality already existed in 37 states, with 18 gaining it through lower court decisions the Supreme Court simply declined to review. After United States v. Windsor in 2013 struck down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, challenges to state marriage bans accelerated. By September 2014, three federal appeals courts had invalidated these bans. When the Supreme Court considered seven petitions from five states, it surprisingly denied all without explanation, immediately legalizing same-sex marriage in those five states and creating binding precedent for six others. Through these shadow maneuvers, the court effectively legalized same-sex marriage in 17 states without signing their names or explaining their reasoning. Only when the Sixth Circuit created a split by upholding marriage bans did the court finally address the constitutional question directly, acknowledging that if a federal court denies the people suffrage over an issue long thought to be within their power, they deserve an explanation. The modern shadow docket exploded with President Trump's 2017 travel ban. After federal judges blocked the order barring entry from seven predominantly Muslim countries, the court issued a compromise ruling allowing the ban to apply only to those without a bona fide relationship with American persons or entities, partially implementing it without addressing constitutionality. This established Trump's playbook: implement controversial policies, argue any injunction causes irreparable harm, and secure emergency relief based on predicted merits rather than traditional emergency standards. The numbers reveal a dramatic shift. Bush and Obama solicitors general requested emergency relief just 8 times in 16 years. The Trump administration sought such relief 41 times in 4 years, a 20-fold increase. The court granted at least partial relief in 28 of 36 decided applications, mostly through unexplained one-sentence orders. Unlike the largely unanimous emergency rulings of previous administrations, Trump-era orders were increasingly divisive, with 27 including at least one public dissent and 10 splitting 5-4. As Biden discontinued most challenged policies, these stay rulings often represented the court's only involvement, allowing controversial policies to remain in effect without full judicial review. The shadow docket's power to create dramatic legal change overnight became evident in COVID-related religious gathering cases. After Justice Ginsburg's death and Justice Barrett's appointment, arguments previously confined to dissents suddenly became controlling law. In Tandon v. Newsom, the court established a revolutionary free exercise clause interpretation through an unsigned shadow docket ruling that government regulations trigger strict scrutiny whenever they treat comparable secular activity more favorably than religious exercise, marking the first time since 1990 the court struck down a facially neutral regulation solely for burdening religious practice. The court's approach to election law has similarly evolved through the shadow docket. The vague Purcell principle, itself established via shadow docket, effectively blocks courts from halting potentially discriminatory election rules near elections without clear standards, incentivizing partisan manipulation and rewarding delay tactics. Shadow docket rulings on post-2020 census redistricting cases showed distinct partisan patterns predominantly benefiting Republican interests. Justice Kagan's dissent noted these cases represented one more in a disconcertingly long line of cases in which this court uses its shadow docket to signal or make changes in the law without anything approaching full briefing and argument. The Supreme Court's legitimacy depends on public acceptance that justices exercise judicial rather than political power, acceptance tied to their provided rationales. Justices have emphasized that decisions require principled justification and that Americans should read opinions to evaluate rulings. But what happens when no opinion exists? The court has grown increasingly isolated, closing its front doors in 2010, ending in-person announcement of decisions, and erecting security fences after the Dobbs leak. Even as in-person arguments resumed in 2021, decisions arrived only as PDFs posted online. If internal reform isn't forthcoming, Congress must act, as it has historically when regulating court jurisdiction. Congress could alleviate shadow docket pressure through expedited appeals with automatic stays in capital cases, expedited review of nationwide injunctions, and mechanisms to shift power from shadow to merits docket. The shadow docket's expansion threatens both the court's legitimacy and our constitutional system. As Justice Jackson noted, procedural fairness and regularity are of the indispensable essence of liberty. When justice happens in shadows, democracy darkens. For a court deriving power from reasoned argument and public trust, transparency isn't optional, it's essential to justice itself.